power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and Native.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics.
It's every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crust out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the script prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The script say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Good morning, wherever you may be.
Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Hey, Shalom. I'm Officer Eleazar.
Soldier Tobias.
All praises to the Most High God for giving us another opportunity to celebrate a high holy day, our weekly Sabbath, the holy days of all holy days, right? Scripture says he made the Sabbath for man, not man for Sabbath.
That's right.
Okay, so all praises to the Most High God that we have come to the true understanding of our true high holy days. All right. Some of you at your job yesterday probably were surrounded by evil celebrations for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I hate all, just like the Most High God hates all these wicked holidays. I hate it, man. I hate it. I'm never in a good spirit, man. Try to always be. I remain in a good spirit, but it's difficult. Grown ass men and women dressed in costumes. I did it. Okay, went to the parties and everything, right?
Right.
Just like Batman, everything that you're not, right? Like you 5 years old,
right?
And they just walk around all day and they do like a contest and stuff.
Right.
Grown ass man, this dude was like 6'8", with a bunny rabbit outfit, like right. A full head to toe, like Snuggies, you know, like those pajama Snuggies.
Yeah,
is that what I'm saying? It right?
Yeah,
the Snuggies.
The
yeah. That the old. First of all, your ass, you wore that when you were a kid with the little plastic things in the bottom. Remember that?
Right.
And when you walk around, shh. Right? Kimonos or something like that, they call them that. Come on, bro. And I look at it, man, and I tell you, not until you come into this truth that you start seeing that you, that the scripture says you lived as a child.
Right.
You lived as a child, man. I'm talking about old ass people, man, in their 60s were rocking damn costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk around me like I'm supposed to be like, yay.
Embracing.
Yeah. I just look at them like, mm-hmm. You know, I got to use a little wisdom. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, some of y'all probably went through that, man. That was my day yesterday at work.
Children of the oppressors.
Yeah, bro. It's freaking terrible, man.
It's weird.
Then I had another Issachar sister. Obviously, she don't know she's Issachar. It's not repentant.
Right.
Talking about Dia de los Muertos and all that stuff, man.
That was it.
Hey, it's no coincidence, right, that October 31st is wicked-ass Halloween. Then the next day in Catholicism is All Saints Day.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Right.
Remember, I went over. Yeah, I went over and I went to this class. How they changed the times? How they changed the months? Why they changed the months? What the significance of these months are?
Right. That's crazy.
Wicked as hell, man. But the wickedness continues to grow every single day on here in Babylon and around the world, right? Because the whole world is destroyed right now. What's the scripture say? When the righteous are in rule, people are happy. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, when Rogers rule the people and
rejoice, the people rejoice, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing, man. See, now I got to get it, man. Y'all got to get it. Now I got to get it, right? Because we can't give half-ass stuff to our brothers and sisters, man.
Yes,
yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's in Proverbs. It's in Proverbs, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty sure. So you have to understand that right now everything is out of course. We're going to go over that here in the scriptures. We're going to go over that here with this video that I'm going to play here.
Proverbs 29, 2.
Kevin. Yeah, Proverbs 29. I think he said 2.
I got it.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Read it. Listen up, brothers and sisters. Listen up. Before we get into that, I almost forgot. Okay, I made the announcement on Wednesday on Hour Plus show. Starting this November, Lord willing, life lasts, November 10th, I will be hosting every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, starting premiering November 10th. We have another show in Puerto Rico called Dale Luz. I will be a guest host on that. Again, Lord willing, life lasts, premiering this November 10th. And it will be 6 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's not forget the time changes here, I think next week, if I'm not mistaken. All right. And then on the 17th, I will be starting, premiering, and hosting the Power Hour in Español.
Okay.
Strictly Español. Strictly in Spanish. Yeah. So for all you brothers and sisters that may know someone that only speaks Spanish or English is not their first language, who may have family members that English is not their first language, or you may just prefer to listen to it in Spanish. All right. I will be hosting the Power Hour Plus. So that will also be at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 6 p.m. Arizona Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that will premiere November the 17th. All right. And that will be the third. And so let me see. That'll be the going after the 17th. It will be the first and third Wednesday of the month. Power Hour en Español, La Hora de Poder. And then we'll be going right into our normal Power Hour Plus at 7 p.m. Arizona time, okay, which will be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, so the Power Hour Plus is not going anywhere. We've gotten good traction with that. We're waking a lot of people up, getting a lot of exposure with that. Keep liking, sharing, commenting. All right, we're going to ask, again, these two shows, especially the Power Hour in Español, is going to be, you know, premiere. So let's start liking, sharing, commenting, all right, like wildfire. All right, let's spread this thing.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah.
Can I be a special guest on the Spanish show?
You can stand there, and I can say, this is what happens when you don't speak Spanish. You just stand
Hola,
there.
Como estas? You look right. More.
Yeah, hey, I know. You know a little bit of thing. Yeah. The show's only an hour, so we can't translate.
Google Translate.
Yeah, I appreciate you though, man. Get Babbel, the app Babbel, and in about a year, come see me.
Right.
I don't know.
Lord willing, life lasts.
Right.
or what's that other one, man?
Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, Rosetta Stone. Yeah. That thing's expensive, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate you. You know, it has to be strictly Spanish though, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, so unfortunately you'll have to sit this one out until you you get your language in order, but
yeah, I know.
All right, so again, premiere November 10th, Dale Luz in Puerto Rico. I will be hosting that remotely every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, okay? And then every first and third Wednesday of the month, I will be hosting the Power Hour en Español, La Hora de Poder. All right, so spread that. And the premiere for Dale Luz, November 10th. Premiere for Power Hour en Español, La Hora de Poder, will be in November 17th. Okay, I'll give the announcement again. Producer, if you could post that as well. All right, post those dates and times and premieres and all of that stuff in the comment section, please. All right, so yeah, man.
You want problems?
Yeah. Let's bring that up. Because again, let me just, so they don't lose the thought. I know they lost the thought.
Right.
A lot of evil in the earth, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of wickedness. Nothing is right. And what we thought was right, especially before we repented.
Right.
But even now, Most High is a mastermind, man. He's the puppet master. He's running everything. Even Satan, he control. He's just doing his bidding. That's it. I think people that are not repented, and this is why, that's why I say the Most High is a mastermind, for many reasons, obviously, but those people that aren't on the road to repentance, because it is a road, it's a journey.
Right.
Right. It's not a one-time thing that you get dipped in water and you're done. No, no, we're, no, no, no. It's not how, no.
I'm saved.
Yeah, no. No, you're just a wet, wicked person.
Right.
That's who you are. Because if you don't understand the substance of who you are, Scripture says, Isaiah in 1 Kings 8:46, repent, rethink yourself.
Right, right.
Okay? And then start on the process of repentance. You're repenting as a Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, African-American, Jamaican. Nah, it ain't working. Most sides not dealing with that. Nope, nope, no. Prove me Scriptures where he is. Christians.
Hell no. Come on.
Right. So everything's out of order, all right? And the people are starting to see that. And this is why we're getting a lot of people starting to reach out to IUSC, wanting to know more. A lot have been saying they've been watching, but the timing wasn't right. Time and chance to us all, the Scripture says, right?
Right.
Many are called, few are chosen, all right? We're seeing even here in Arizona, all right? People coming in more consistently, mm-hmm. Okay? First-timers. And by the way, thank you to our first-timers for viewing. If you're a first-timer, welcome. To our loyal listeners and viewers, shalom, happy Sabbath, and thank you for your continued support. All right, we could not do this without y'all, all right? Obviously, the Most High God, first and foremost, the Son Jesus the Christ, but we need viewers, right? We need people to comment, like, and share. All right, so thank you, all right? Never think that we don't appreciate it. I know I do personally, okay? So everything's out of order. But here's what the Bible says, and we're seeing it, Bible prophecy unfold every single minute of our lives nowadays. It's just speeding up. All right, like the Scripture says, he will make the time short for the very elect. We're seeing that. Okay, go ahead.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Hold that right there. Give me Job 9:24. When the righteous are in authority, the what?
The people rejoice.
The people rejoice. There's another Scripture that says even the fir trees. All right. We have in Corinthians, Ephesians, manifestation of the earnest manifestation.
Romans.
Okay. I know it was Paul.
You want me to get it?
Yeah. Well, are you getting that? Get this. So it says, read the top part of 20 of Proverbs again.
Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
The people rejoice. But who's in authority now? Go ahead.
The book of Job, chapter 10, verse 24.
9:24.
The earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
He covereth the face of the judges thereof.
So the wicked right now, according to Malachi 1:4, is the Edomites. All right? The Caucasian man and woman.
Right.
All right? Predominantly the man, because they're the ones that run everything right now, but the women are right there by their side supporting them.
That's it.
We've seen it throughout history when they were lynching our brothers and sisters. They were right there in those photos.
Right.
Okay, it says, but what? So it's given it to the hand of the wicked, but what?
He covers the faces of the judges thereof.
So that's twofold. Because of our rebelliousness, that he is the Most High God, he covered our faces, right? As the real Jews,
yeah,
as the true Israelites,
right.
As his chosen, right? Like it says in Hosea 5:15, he and his affliction will seek him early. He will turn us back, right?
Yes, sir.
But that's also the Edomites have covered us. How? When you read first of the book of Maccabees,
yep.
They opened up the book and painted the likeness of their images.
Mm-hmm.
They have an Edomite a Messiah, which is totally false. No scripture could
right.
ever be proven in the Bible that that's how he looks. But I could prove to you that he's a black man with woolly hair,
right.
Real dark.
Right.
Okay? So they also covered our faces as part of the crafty counsel, which, Lord willing, we have enough time. We'll go over that in Psalms 83. We're going to go over all this stuff. And you're going to see in this interview here how crafty they are. Producer, find the Smith Month Act. All right. Smith, just like it's out, the last name, S-M-I-T-H. I forgot to tell you this when I came in. And Munt, I think it's M-U-N-D-T. All right. And see if you could, when you Google it, do like a brief, like a overview of it. Because I've done it, and there's like a lot of, it goes long, you know. It's boring for a lot of people. I'm a nerd with that stuff, so I read all that crap, all right? Because I need to know how my enemy thinks, right? Because that's why they make it hard and make it boring, right?
Right.
So that we, all right, who's their enemies,
right?
Because they're trying to stay in rulership, so we don't get it. But guess what? There's some smart ones in us, all right? There's some ones that have that patience to read that stuff. The Most High blessed us with that gift, all right? A brief overview, okay? And then remind me. I want to make sure. And post it in the comment section. I've mentioned this a couple times before on the show. I need your brothers and sisters to look this up because you're going to see it's all relative with what we're seeing on the news and everything, okay? And with this interview that's coming up, okay? In a nutshell, I'll just tell you basically what it is. Obama signed this it's an act. Okay, and that's how they get over now to make things law. That's why the Patriot Act came in, and that was the end of the demise of the American people. Okay, because now that means you gave over all your rights to them.
They know everything.
Everything. Can you say Palantir type? Man, I got to go on another class on that in itself.
Right.
In itself. I went over that at Tabernacles with some of the brothers, and they were like, yo. Telling you, man, that goes deep. Maybe, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. We'll see when I go over there. I got to go over that, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway, basically, Obama, when he came in, he signed it out of an act, out of law, whatever you want to call it. And for as much as Trump would be upset, fake news, I'm being blackballed on social media, he had every opportunity to sign it back into law. And what this basically says is that the news cannot propagandize events that are happening in the earth. Okay? In World War I and World War II, the reason why this act came into play, because it came into law,
right,
was because they were using that to propagandize the wars. Okay.
Off of it.
Right. And understand something, brothers and sisters, my Israelite brothers and sisters. Let's not forget that when Trump was in office, he called this whole thing with this jab Operation Warp Speed, and that the military was going to be taking over it. Right. Listen closely to what I'm saying. I was in the Marine Corps. I was in Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield. I know how they roll. Okay. Guess what? For them to call it that, that means that this is a military operation. And again, who is it against? This is war against the Israelites.
Right.
Make no mistake about it. Everyone else from the other nations are collateral damage.
Right.
Because in every war that Esau fought, a lot of their people died.
Right.
They didn't care because it's all about the top being in rulership. Like we just read here in Job 9:24. Read it. The top.
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
They're running everything right now, so they don't even give a damn about their own selves. All right? So understand, those are dog whistles, man. You got to put your ear to the ground and listen to how enemy is rolling.
Right.
This is war, man. 1 Corinthians 10 said it was war, but it's a spiritual war. Theirs is physical and spiritual, because they're trying to kill us like every nation that tried to go ahead and continue to stay in rulership, starting with Egypt did with us.
Right.
But every time the Most High came ahead and got people, whether it was sisters or brothers, to go ahead and help us, like Sifra and Pua,
mm-hmm,
right? They were assigned to go ahead and kill the firstborn male. Guess what? They didn't do it because the Most High put the spirit on.
Right.
Hey, Rod, same exact thing. Try to kill the Messiah, right? It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They know this Bible. They know our history. Every nation that does, especially at the higher levels. So they tried to kill us all, but they're trying to prolong the inevitable, because it's our Most High God's time.
Right.
We will be back in our rightful place of rulership, even if I die before Christ returns. If all the men out here die, guess what? All praises to the Most High God if we die. Building our nation,
right,
and teaching our brothers and sisters this truth.
Right.
Okay? All praises to the Lord, because guess what? We don't die, we multiply.
That's
all up. Right? And there's already some that are sealed already that have died. All right? So we're maybe closer to that number than we believe. All right? So I ain't standing down. I ain't standing down. None of the men are going to stand down. You better check yourselves. Y'all better recognize Esau and the other nations, what y'all dealing with. You're dealing with the Most High God's children.
Right.
His chosen people. All right? And as long as we have a voice, as long as I have a voice, as long as I have blood running through my veins, a heartbeat, I will be out there building my nation. And so will the other men in IUIC.
That's right.
You better recognize that as well. All right? We know your game, man. We know your okie doke. All right? We're learned men, man. The Most High blessed us with the spirit, man, to expose y'all, as it says in 2 Thessalonians 2. Reveal that man of sin, the son of perdition. That's what we're doing, and that's what we continue to do. And I die, somebody else is coming right behind me and picking up the sword.
Right.
You feel me? That's it. All right? So I went off on a tangent, man. So right now, trust me, Operation Warp Speed, don't be fooled by that. That was dog whistles. especially for y'all brothers and sisters that are Black, Hispanic, American, all the Israelites that were Trump lovers. Y'all better recognize he's part of the team, and it ain't our team. It ain't your team. Right. The only team you need to be on is the Most High in Christ team.
Right.
All right? That's the coach and assistant coach right there. All right? So y'all need to understand what's going down right here. All right? They're very crafty, very, very crafty. They were able to change times that the Most High God created.
Right. Right.
Now, again, the Most High God allowed that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As you read in Romans 9, because they're a vessel fit for destruction.
Right.
Their demise is going to be the final proof that the Most High God is nothing to play with, and neither are his chosen children.
Right.
That's y'all got to see. Because that rod of correction is coming hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Read the top again.
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24.
Uh-huh.
The earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
Read the top of 9, 29.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
So the people ain't rejoicing right now. It's just getting worse by the day.
Right.
Go ahead.
When the wicked beareth rule.
When the wicked beareth rule.
The people mourn.
The people mourn. Read Job 9, 24, the top again.
The earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
He covers the faces of the judges thereof.
The true judges' faces have been covered, but not anymore.
Right.
We awake. We awoke.
Right.
And we ain't going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do go to sleep, those that happen to die before the Black Messiah returns will be the first to rise.
Bring it out.
And you got problems.
Right.
That's
you got
right.
some problems, Esau. You got some problems, Moab, Ammon. You got some problems, Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Y'all got some problems, Japhet. Ham. Dirty-ass Africa. Y'all got problems.
I got problems.
Y'all feel me, man? Y'all got problems.
Man.
Okay? Most High in Isaiah 46 to 10 declared the end from the beginning. We know your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't pretty.
They know their problems.
They know their problems, which is why they're trying to prevent the inevitable.
Right.
Y'all got problems because we got next.
Is given to the hands of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
He covers the face of the judges thereof.
Uh-huh.
If not, where and who is he?
Okay, if not where, then who is he? Right, because we're all confused about who's really going to judge the earth.
Right.
Who's really supposed to judge the earth?
Mm-hmm.
All right, is that it on yours?
That was it.
All right. So now, did you do John 8:32?
Not yet.
Okay, give me John 8:32. Give me 2 Ezra 6 and 9, right? Because, again, what's this series on the Power Hour here? It's The Truth Shall Make You Free, The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian People. This is episode 10. Episode 10. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Go ahead.
The book of St. John, chapter 8, verse 32.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The truth shall make you free, and we bring out the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right.
All right. Go ahead.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 9.
Why is it the invention of the Negro and the Caucasian people? What about been saying forever? All right. Life is all about Jacob and Esau. The Caucasians and the Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. That's it. That's what the Bible says. And here's the proof.
For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that follows.
That wicked, that evil that's here right now, it's the end soon when the Black Messiah returns and 144,000 men of Israel are sealed.
Right.
You got something?
No, sir.
Okay. That's when it's the end of Esau and the beginning of Jacob. Recognize that too. All right? Operation Warp Speed, man. That thing hit me like a ton of bricks when I was like, yo, this explains. I mean, we knew it.
Right.
But they actually put
a title to it
like they've done with everyone they've tried to conquer and
right.
and have conquered.
Right.
Think about that, man. Y'all need to really think about that, man. I'm not going to harp on that, man. Think about it. Okay. Here's some examples of some wickedness. It's all relative with everything we just came out, including the Smith-Mundt Act. Go ahead.
Main sponsors of the bill. He joins us on the line now.
Raise the volume, please. So stop. This is the, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to say who he is, but this is the man that's being interviewed, okay? I believe he's the president of Ghana or a top politician in Ghana. Okay, and I got to say, this man handled this so eloquently and so beautiful. And for those of you that haven't heard this, he handled it, and I'm hearing noise in the background. I hear noise in the bathroom and in the background. This man handled this eloquently, and y'all going to see the craftiness of the woman that is interviewing him. And it's all going to fall into place with how I started this show. All right? Play it, brother.
You stay?
Start from the very beginning, please.
A very good morning to you, Claire, and to your listeners.
Well,
is that the very beginning? That's the beginning of it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He skipped over the, that intro.
Okay, forget the intro. Let's get straight to the meat. Go ahead.
George, Member of Parliament and one of the main sponsors of the bill. He joins us on the line now from Ghana. Welcome to Newsday.
A very good morning to you, Claire, and to your listeners.
Well, it's good to have you on the program. You'll know the arguments against this, so let's get straight to it.
Stop. You already heard how she started the interview. You know the arguments against the bill, okay? This is a bill that was signed or they're trying to put it into law in Ghana, okay? And it's basically to criminalize homosexuality and lesbianism. If you are caught in those acts, if you claim that's who you are, according to this bill, you will be arrested. And that's a nice way of handling that.
Right.
Because biblically, in the wilderness, get me that in what was that, Exodus? You know which one I want? About what the crime is, or what the penalty
the punishment
is?
For,
yeah, the punishment, for sodomy. Yeah. Yeah, listen to this real quick. And this is what it's going to go back to once we go back into the wilderness and in the kingdom. We ain't tolerating none of this crazy foolishness. That's land. That's fine in Babylon, which means land of confusion here. But it ain't fine. It is not fine with the Most High God. Okay, you got it? Their blood is the sacrifice?
I don't. I have the law.
You got the law? Let's get the law in the meantime. Wait,
the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Okay? It is a detestable thing to the Most High God. He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay? He made man and woman to be fruitful and multiply, regardless of what they're trying to do, because I covered that on Wednesday's Power Hour show.
Right.
That they're trying to go ahead and make a woman obsolete when it comes to conceiving a child.
Right.
Okay? Watch the Wednesday show. You'll see the article on that. I touched on it. Okay? Producer, you got that scripture?
I think it's Exodus or something. I don't know where Exodus is coming to my mind.
Can I grab verse 27?
Yeah, go ahead. What I'm looking for this.
Verse 27. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled.
And the land is defiled. I could be wrong. It's the one that says that their blood is required as a sacrifice. All right?
That's the law on homosexuality and lesbianism. All right, so while they're looking for that, let's play. Go ahead.
Newsday, BBC World Service. Ghana's parliament is set to vote today on what could be one of the world's toughest anti-gay laws. The act called the Promotion of Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill would effectively make it a crime to be gay, bisexual, or transgender. Proposals include anyone.
Stop. So you can't even be a pronoun. You can't even try to be down by changing. No. They catch you according to this bill, you're done. Go ahead.
Gay or transgender facing possible imprisonment for up to 5 years. Also, anyone who promotes or supports non-heterosexual identities could be put away for up to 10 years.
So stop. So if you get caught in the act, you get 5. But listen to this. If you condone this wickedness, you get in 10. 10, because you're an enabler. That's in the scriptures, man. That's Leviticus 5:1. You get in 10 because you saw evil and you didn't talk about it. You didn't bring it forth. Ain't that something? This is beautiful right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not hate. It's reality. Okay? And we're bringing it out with the scriptures. Try to look for that because that's important. Go ahead.
I got it.
Bill also
got it?
I got it.
Okay.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 20 and verse 13.
Here you go.
If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman.
What's the chapter again?
Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13.
Okay, go ahead. 20:13. I knew that too. Man.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination.
Both of them have committed abomination. We read the law on that earlier. You brought in the other scripture in Leviticus. Go ahead.
They shall surely be put to death.
They shall be given 5 years in prison.
They shall surely be put to death.
10 years in prison.
Be put to death.
They shall surely be put to death. And I know what some of y'all say. That was biblical. That was back then. No, because Ezekiel says we're going back to the wilderness, and everything's going right back to that because it's the law. These are the same laws that we refuse to follow, which is why the Most High put us into captivity. Okay, one of the many reasons why. Okay, is that it on that?
You got the rest? You want the rest?
Yeah.
They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
So back then, under the old covenant, you would, for your sins, you would sacrifice an animal, an unblemished animal, right? But there were some sins that you could not sacrifice an animal for.
Right.
And this was one of them. You were the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Read it in its entirety. I'm not going to interrupt so they can let it sink into their brain.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
All right, this is why I said this is lenient what they're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
5 years if you get caught doing it, and 10 years if you enable it.
Right, because in Leviticus 19, it said the land became defiled.
So. Right, so read that again, because that's a good point. That's a good point, right? Because right now, the way it's promoted, like, it's all good.
Right.
Okay?
They encourage it.
It's all good. All right? I got a picture. Show the picture real quick of in New York. My brother-in-law sent this to me. All right? Nothing but Edomites. Yep, that one right there. Talking about what?
Stop killing black people.
And there ain't not one black person there.
Right.
And I know this area. This area is a lot of homosexuals and lesbians. This is on Broadway. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, it's 58th Street and Broadway. It could be, yeah, I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's the train station there. Okay? Yeah, that's the Henry Hudson Parkway. That's the, if you go further west, you get on the Henry Hudson Parkway. All right? That being said, no. You know what they're recruiting? The same thing that BLM was recruiting.
Exactly.
Sodomites
right. For their agenda, because in their mind, they're the next civil rights movement.
Right.
No, you're not.
Not.
Okay, you're the next people that are being set up for death.
Right.
According to the Holy Bible.
And their own people laugh at them.
Their own people laugh at them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Look what the sign says to the left about the police.
Yeah. And then they try to throw the police in there because they know that that's the hot topic.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Trust me, man. No. We're not going with this.
And then that's considered a gift. So a gift destroyeth the heart. Our people will see that and then think that they love us.
And get mad at us.
Right. Because we're
talking about them.
Right.
It's all about supply and demand. Give what the people what they want to hear so they can join.
Exactly. Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's a Smith Month Act. I'm telling y'all.
Right.
Okay, I'm telling you. All right, finish your scripture and then go back to the video.
Leviticus chapter 18, verse 27. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled.
The land is defiled, meaning what? Your people will be defiled as a nation. Will be defiled as a nation if this is allowed.
Exactly.
Okay, now give me Isaiah 1:1-9. Here's why it won't be allowed, and here's why the Most High God, Isaiah said this to the Spirit of the Most High.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant.
You're looking at some of the remnant right here.
Right.
You're looking at some of the remnant right here. Some of y'all may even still be struggling with this. All right? Guess what? You could repent. First of all, repent like yesterday. Okay? Get that spirit off you, because all it is a spirit of lust.
Right.
Okay? It's a sodomite spirit. All right? So we're here for y'all. We're here for y'all, sisters, that may still have that lesbian spirit. And even maybe here in IUSC. Get off that spirit quick. We're here to help you. The scriptures is your medicine. Okay? And for those that are in that and think there's no repentance, not true.
Right.
You come in and repent. All creatures are new in Christ, the right. Scripture says in the New Testament. How come your pastors ain't teaching you that? No, they tell you come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to stay gay and stay lesbian. The Bible says, no, you come in Christ, you start following the law, statutes, and commandments, you're a new creature in Christ.
Right.
You could change. Go ahead. We're here for you. Change.
We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
That's how strong that spirit is, because any single one of us, that spirit could jump on.
Right.
Okay? It takes divine intervention for that spirit not to jump on any of us.
No, that's heavy, because it's telling you, yo, you need these real men to show you how things need to be. If not, you want to be just like a woman.
That's
you
right.
Want to be confused.
That's right. You need a man, man. That's
you
right.
Man.
Okay, go ahead. Let's play the video. We're running out of time.
Put
non-heterosexual identities could be put away for up to 10 years. The bill also includes requirements to denounce suspects. Let's talk to Samuel Nartey George, Member of Parliament and one of the main sponsors of the bill. He joins us on the line now from Ghana. Welcome to Newsday.
A very good morning to you, Claire, and to your listeners.
Well, it's good to have you on the program. You'll know the arguments against this, so let's get straight to it. Your critics will say this is a bill that is hateful, in essence, and is turning Ghanaians against one another. What do you say to that?
Stop. So you see how right? You see how they frame the questioning? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's turning Ghana against each other.
Right.
This is how they try to do it. Yeah. All right. They try to hit your heartstrings.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, that's a very unfortunate reading for anybody or conclusion for anybody to draw, because this is a bill that enjoys the support. At the last research that was carried out by a private civil society organization, 93% of Ghanaians support this position.
Stop. 93% of Ghanaians support this. So he just smashed it very eloquently. I love the way he handles this. He pauses. All right, he digests, because you know he's when he pauses, you know he's upset.
Right.
But he's eloquent.
He's ruling the spirit.
Right. He's a professional.
Right.
Okay. So he's gonna smash it. And this is how you men that out there teaching. This is how we gotta roll. Don't get out the spirit.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Cry loud, spare not. But go ahead and think.
Right.
What you're dealing with there. Mm-hmm. Listen to the question very clearly. All right. And listen to the underlying reason of why the question is being framed the way it is.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
A reflection of what society desires. The UK, for example, has laws that reflect what the British people want. Brexit is a reflection of what the British people wanted. It's not a reflection of what everybody wants, but it's a reflection of what majority of the people want. Majority of the people in Ghana support heterosexuality, and we do not understand why anybody's going to see an expression of that desire to represent hatred. That is what we believe.
Well, I'll give you. Let me give you one example.
Stop.
Then,
you see, she got to cut them off, right?
Right.
Because she has her agenda. The Smith Month Act is not in effect, so they could propagandize stuff. I'm telling you, read that what the Smith Month Act is. Okay. So she's already prepared. When they cut, let me tell you, they already have their agenda written down. Those of you that are in journalism, y'all know, they already have the questions that were already predisposed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're looking at that. They're like, okay, uh-oh, he's coming out with some fire here because he brought out – remember, they don't know what your answers are going to be.
Right, right.
But he brought out a good contrast. Well, people of Britain, not everybody wanted to get out of the EU,
mm-hmm.
right? He said, but guess what? A lot of people did, and they worked, and they did it.
Right.
So what is the difference between that and this? That could be considered hate against the European Union.
Right.
But it wasn't. Nope. Right? So why is this? Okay.
Good point.
Go ahead.
One of the ideas in the bill is conversion therapy for people who may be gay, bisexual, or transgender. The UN says conversion therapy is torture. Do the majority of Ghanaians support that?
Well, again, that's a question of all things. I mean, and that's the interpretation that you're putting on it. Mm. In the bill, you don't see us say we're offering conversion therapy. Nowhere in the bill is that. You are
stop. So you see how she try to add stuff like they do with us when we teach.
Right.
This is why we must stick with the scriptures.
She tried to demonize it.
She tried to right. Exactly. Conversion.
Right.
Okay. No, we're going ahead and putting out a law that is moral.
Right.
That's what they're doing in Ghana. That's what we teach. That's what the Bible says. It's moral to man and a woman to be together. It's immoral for man and man because look at the penalty.
Right.
Go ahead.
And therapy. Nowhere in the bill is that. You are suggesting conversion therapy. What we discuss in the bill or what is offered in the bill is approved medical treatment, treatment that is approved by the Ghana Medical Association. And that is
why does medical treatment? Now, obviously, we know the scriptures is the only medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that, right?
Right.
He doesn't know. He's not repented, right? So they understand that it is a spirit to an extent.
Right.
Okay? Exactly. We understand it's a spirit. They understand that it's a disorder. Let me put it to you that way, in medical terms.
Regardless, it both starts with the mind.
It both starts with the mind, regard, and that's what they that's what they're talking about. No, we're going to have medical professionals that are going to tell you, listen, you got a penis, you're a dude. you got a vagina, you're a woman.
Right.
Okay? That's basically.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't be as blunt as me saying that now, but that's how they're basically going to say it.
Right.
They're going to bring them back to reality.
Mm-hmm. Right. Common sense.
Common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And that in Ghana, that the Ghana Medical Authority, Ghana Medical Association, approves all medical treatments that are given. So in the bill, there is no talk of conversion.
What is
therapy.
That if not conversion therapy against the will of the people who may be gay, bisexual, or transgender?
Stop. So you see how she cuts him off, number one, right? Disregards what he's saying. But it got out already, so it is what it is.
Right.
And then she's trying, again, in her smugness that somebody posted here, very smug, that's how they are. She's trying to go ahead and make that lifestyle acceptable by giving them a voice, a title.
And she's making it seem like he's doing something against their will.
Right, right, exactly.
Like they have a bigger voice than the rest of them.
She had dog whistles there, conversion therapy.
Right.
These people feel like this is wrong.
Right.
Right? Go ahead.
If you have an intersex person undergoing corrective surgery, because they realize, and let's be clear, science is science. Science will determine whether you're male or female when we do a sequencing of your DNA. There is no gender neutrality when it comes to determining who is male or female.
Stop. That was hence why they're doing it the medical way.
Right, right.
Science is science. Your science is saying that you got a penis, you got a vagina, you a man, and you a woman. And this is what he's saying there.
Right.
Science is science. Your DNA tells you you were made. Give me Jeremiah 1:5. Give it to me. Got to always bring this out. The Most High God made you how he made you from the get. You, through your inventions, have chosen to switch that up.
Right.
Through your evilness and your rebelliousness for the Most High God. Go ahead. Whoever got it.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
If he's not the author of confusion, as we know he's not, and it says in 1 Corinthians 14 and 33, when he formed you in the belly, he made a man and a woman. He didn't make it so that when you're born, you're going to be confused.
Right.
Go ahead.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
He made you holy. Homosexuality and lesbianism is not holy. Hmm. Sanctify means holy. Go ahead.
And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
Uh-huh.
Then said I.
A prophet, not a prophetess. So he knew who the man was going to be, and he knew who the woman was going to be. Go ahead.
Then said I, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
Okay, that's all I wanted in that. All right, let's go back to the video.
There is no gender neutrality when it comes to determining who is male or female. Your genetics show which sex you are. And so if you're an intersex person, for example, and there is corrective surgery to help make your dominant gene.
Meaning what? Reflected. Hermaphrodite. You may be born with both organs.
Right.
But like he just said, through your DNA, we're going to know who you are. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's another one I've heard for years teaching out on the street. Mm-hmm. What about that? Okay, well, what about it? Here's the deal. Boom. He's just bringing it out right now.
Right.
Your DNA is your DNA. It is a code that nobody else has that determines who you are. And what your sexuality is.
You know, somebody tried to hit me with that, too. Look, it's basically, if you have ovaries, you're a female. If you don't, then you're a male. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The Lord is not the author of confusion. Okay. Exactly. Well, why did he do that? Guess what? His thoughts ain't our thoughts.
Right.
There we go.
How about that?
Right.
How about he did that so now we could go ahead and finally determine what it really is that why the Most High God did that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with the Most High, man. Don't mess with the Most High. Don't try to rationalize with the Most High. No, 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 no,
no.
Go ahead.
In your sexual orientation, how then is that seen to be conversion therapy?
Well, because you're going against international law, though, aren't you? The UN says this is torture, and that is what you are doing. You are going against international definitions.
First, she said law, and then she says definitions. You see? Go ahead.
Has not said approved medical treatment is torture. You are saying so. Mm-hmm. The UN does not determine what is medical treatment in Ghana. Ghana is governed by its own laws, not by the UN. And let's be clear, the UN has not made homosexuality a human right. The UN has not had any vote in the General Assembly. In fact, the Ghanaian government has had the occasion to say to the homosexual cabal, if you want to have a vote on this, table it before the UN General Assembly and let us have a vote on it. And then we will be guided by it. But to come in through the window and say that the UN has banned a conversion therapy, nowhere in our bill does the bill talk about conversion therapy.
Okay. Is the Pope wrong then? The Pope Francis said last year that he thinks same-sex couples should be allowed to have civil unions. He said homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God and have the right to a family.
Wow. No mistake why Biden visited the Pope, why Kamala Harris visited the Pope, why the Pope is saying to go ahead. It's from God, this jab,
right.
This holy this so-called holy potion,
mm-hmm.
Right? It's no coincidence, man. They are all part of the crafty council.
Get it.
That visit that they've been making to the Pope, that's the visit of what's happening here.
Right.
Okay. Things ain't going to plan. You know, what's our next moves?
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all see? Mm-hmm. What does history say? What are we seeing with these men teaching on the streets, on media outlets? What's going on here? It's part of Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. Hey, bring out what you got.
Can you get a First Maccabees 1:41? Because she said you're going against international law.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to bring it to he was cutting what she was saying initially, and then she said
he's been cutting her since the beginning.
Yeah, from
mm-hmm.
the get.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said you're going against international law, so she tried to bring it to a bigger playing field.
Exactly. And then law, and she knew it's not a law, and she said
right,
definition.
And try to play on the words.
Right.
Right.
Captain. 1:31.
1:41.
Got 10 minutes.
I got you 10 minutes. Let's go.
The book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people.
So in time, this is nothing new under the sun. Back in the day, the same thing happened. He wrote to the whole kingdom. It's the same. She said international law, that everybody should be on the same playing field. They should
have
the same outlook.
And that day, Antiochus was international law.
Right.
In that day.
Right.
They were a ruling nation worldwide. They were the UN back then.
They were the world power.
Right. Right.
And everyone should leave his laws.
He's saying Ghana don't agree with this. We don't agree with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He said that she's saying, but this is international law. So they're saying that everyone, Ghana should leave their laws. Keep reading.
So all the heathens agreed according to the commandments of the king.
And everybody else agreed to what they were doing. Ghana's standing bold and saying, this is not what we agree with. Most of our people don't agree with that.
93%
right.
of Ghana ain't rolling with that homosexuality, lesbian stuff.
Right.
But okay. You know what's going to happen? What they do all the time. They're going to try to find a way to assassinate this man. And next you know, boom, it's going to
we'll
be
see. We'll
rainbow.
See. That's why we got to bring him out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead. Let's finish it up.
The head of one of the largest Christian faiths in the world. Is he wrong?
Well, the Pope has expressed his opinion. The Catholic Church has not taken a definitive decision on that. And let me give you a simple example. The Methodist Church in the UK has said that they're going to allow for gay marriages and all. The Methodist Church of Ghana has associated itself with that decision. We are not under that. We're not going to be bound by the decision of that church. This bill is supported by the Catholic
Church. The Bible, Genesis 1:27 says God created.
Stop. Wait for it, because she made a big mistake.
Right.
Bringing in the Bible.
Right.
If you're a heathen, if you ain't repented, if you don't know this Bible, leave the Bible out of your mouth.
Bring it out.
Go ahead.
Created man in his own image, and the image God, he created him male and female, he created them. If he created man and woman in his own image, then he created homosexuals, bisexuals, and transgender people.
Stop. Does that make any sense what she just asked it?
She just said if he created man and woman in his own image, so how you bring in all these other creations? He didn't make bisexuals. He didn't make a trans.
This is what she's asking.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's crazy.
Well, Claire, my bill is not a religious bill. It is a bill on cultural values. But if you want to go into the Bible, I'll stop.
This
that.
Is beautiful right here. He said, well, listen, because he already knew she stepped in SH.
Right.
Okay. She done messed up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He said, well, it's not because it's not. The way he's positioning it, it's not. Like he said, it's cultural values.
Right, right.
Which they have a right as a nation to come up with laws about that, just like we have a right,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have the right once we're back in our rightful place of rulership under the Most High God,
right.
to enforce any wickedness, any crimes against wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Bible says God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Mm.
It says, for this reason, a man should leave his mother and father and cling to his wife.
Bring it out.
It didn't say cling to another man. And so if you want to read the Bible, don't read just one part of it. We can read the Bible and go explicitly. Again, the same Bible tells us that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality.
Mm.
So when you want to quote the Bible to support homosexuality, Let's be very clear.
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm merely testing your arguments out.
Stop. Stop. You see how they roll, brothers and sisters? Do you see the Smith-Mundt Act? I'm telling you.
Right.
She got crushed. You know she got to talk to her after this interview.
Right.
You know, they probably did Dr. Pay.
Oh,
she probably ain't never going to interview this dude again.
That's crazy.
They should have kept her ass home that day.
Right.
Yeah, no.
She wasn't ready for that.
Imagine.
This is why they won't have us on these radio shows.
Right, right.
They know we got the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. They will be destroyed.
Right.
That's right.
This man, I love him.
Yeah.
I love this man.
He came with it.
He got us, so he pretty much up. I love him.
Right. Yeah.
I love how he handled this. Let this be a lesson to all of us, how we got to handle, because they're going to come wise. The Pharisees came this way to Christ.
Right.
Christ handled the Pharisees like this man handled this woman.
Right, that wisdom.
He hit her with her BS.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm telling y'all, brothers. When y'all teach, listen. Don't get emotionally caught up in that. Listen and throw the question right back at him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I always say. The burden of proof is on them to prove that we're wrong. We don't got to prove that we're right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any closing stuff? Finish that up there. Finish that up, and then we're going to finish it out.
I think this around the world would do in well, my position, too. That's my job as a journalist. But we thank you. We thank you very much for joining us on Newsday. Samuel Nasi George, Member of Parliament.
She cut him off.
He was
going to come back with some more flames.
Facts. More facts.
And more facts.
It's just simple. You know,
no. Go ahead,
simple as this. Give me Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Gotta be quick.
Yeah, gotta be quick with this one. Because, like, she tried to get him with the whole Genesis 1, male and female. From the beginning, this is what the Most High did. Go ahead.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, and verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright.
He made what?
Man upright.
He made man upright. He made man. When he created man, he's like, hey, male and female, them, the man should leave his mother and his father and cleave on to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That was from the beginning. He made us upright. We just started leaving. Well, them started leaning on their own understanding. Like, hey, go ahead, finish it off.
But they have sought out many inventions.
They started creating their own things. They thought, hey, you know what? Let's be together, man and man, woman and woman. That's just abomination to the Most High. We brought out Leviticus, 20 and 18 that you
yes,
brought
sir.
Out?
Yes, sir.
This is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Now, look, all of you have a chance to repent. Repent. Read the Bible. If you love God, keep the commandments and repent. That's it.
And like you said, it's he created man and woman. He created father and mother. Man would leave mother.
Right. There was
father.
A reason why he mentioned that.
Right.
Mother and father, meaning another type
man.
Of woman and man.
Right.
Right, you leave their house because they created you,
right.
And you cling on to the man as the woman.
Right. Everything else is an invention. He said they have sought out many inventions.
That's
you're
what
trying
it is.
To invent the transgender. You're trying to invent a bisexual or a lesbian. That's not kind of God.
Hence the topic of this series.
An invention.
The
yeah.
invention of the Negro and Caucasian people.
Trying to use the Pope.
Who is he?
Again, November 10th, Willing Life Last, the premiere of myself, guest host on Dale Luce. 6 p.m. AZ time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then the 17th is the premiere of the Power Hour in Español, La Hora de Poder. All right, 6 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday after La Hora de Poder, Power Hour in Español, we go right into the Power Hour Plus. All right, so we pray you were edified with this radio show today. Stay in the spirit. All right, keep the law, statutes, and commandments, and let's go home. Most High in Christ bless. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Shalom.
Good job, brothers. Good job.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Israel. All right, let's get settled in. Class is going to start in about a couple minutes, so get your pen, papers, and notepads. Get ready to take notes. All right. Hey, load the music. Load the music. So make sure y'all got y'all pen, papers, and notepads, all right? And ask questions, answer questions, raise your hands. Bishop appreciates participation, all right? So let's get it. Mm-hmm. Is Bishop centered off of the camera? Does he need to adjust? All right, all praises.
See, I'm at this girl in Winston. She's a very, very special girl. She walked with me in my crooked ways. She tried me with her lows. So she made me trust my soul. But now, she would talk to me the straight way. God forbid I would forsake her love. And if I do, she would leave me by the wayside.
All right, all right, all right. Let's rise and face Jerusalem. It's 2 o'clock. Let's go. Check. Men of Israel, blow trumpets.
Down.
Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord, and we pray that you hear our prayers, that you strengthen the brothers and sisters scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, keeping our commandments, Lord. Keep a protective hedge around us as we continue to fight against our enemies, Lord, and they fight against us. Send our protective angels, Heavenly Father. Protect the sick among us, Lord. Heal them. And also look out for the women and children, all right, Heavenly Father? In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Check, check.
Men of Israel, sons of God, patient saints, sons of God, and salute. Salute down. Thanks to the honorable daughters of Sarah, we say shalom. Shalom, everybody. Most High in Christ bless you here. Thank you, Thassie.
All right.
Rest of you, Most High in Christ bless, brothers, sisters, online, Most High in Christ bless you all, to leadership, to all Israel, happy Sabbath. All right, so today's class is witchcraft. I don't know, it's spawned from, which I'm not going to go over today. Halloween is that pagan, wicked, demonic holiday. It's tomorrow, right? It's tomorrow, yeah. But I was thinking about witchcraft, and I was thinking about it on a different level. And I've loosely taught this class many of times differently, but I'm going to do a different approach. Here's the point. There are subtleties with witchcraft all around us in our lives. Pagan worship. All right? You know something? Gedaliah? It's going to be impromptu because I tell you, I don't know where I'm going to start at. So now I'm going to hit you with a curveball. Watch this real quick. I believe I sent it to you before, Gedaliah. Let me just go back up in it. I want you to look up. You can talk about it. Meanwhile, say something, but let them know.
Right. Actually, Issachar gets a head start on their witchcraft today because they like to celebrate Dia de los Muertos, also known as Day of the Dead. So they get a head start. So they celebrate it twice, actually. They go on a double witchcraft.
Yeah. I want you to go. I sent you. I don't know where it's at in my images. Let me see on my phone if I have it here. I know I do. I send you one, and it might be in a telegram, Gedaliah. It's with Ceres. You know what I'm talking about, Gedaliah? Yeah, Ceres. I just sent it last week or 2 weeks ago.
Anyway, I was saying that the subtleties of witchcraft is all around us. The influence, it's around us. But we're going to begin now, being that said that. Let's begin in Numbers 23, verse 23. And do you know where it's at? You found it? Yeah, it's in one of those groups. I don't know which one it is. Watch this.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel.
Right. There's no enchantment against Jacob. Those enchantments or those spirits or those spells that they try to cast, it won't affect us if we're keeping God's commandments. So when I say the vibration of witchcraft is all around us, it is. I give an example with sneakers, Nike. Those that don't know, Nike is a pagan god, so-called, I can't even say a god, it's only one true power, a pagan idol, thank you, a pagan idol, which is the idol of victory. It's that. The city of Philadelphia was named the city of brotherly love. If you look it up, it's talking about incest. That's where the words comes from, brother, sister, love. Do you find what I'm looking for? Yeah, that's right there. Let's go to I want to go to cereal box first. You know what I'm talking about? There's a cereal box. It's in the same group of the ones I sent you, real quick. In the meanwhile, I'll show you this one. Put this one up while you look for it so everybody can see it. Hey, you could put that one up on the screen for people to look at while you look for the other one. I'm not sure if they can see it. Is that on the screen where people can see what I'm looking at? Oh, okay. Okay, right here. This is the idol. Go back. Easy. This is the idol. Her name is Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. She is the idol of vegetation. Now go to the cereal box. That's where you get the word cereal from. It's the old Kellogg's cereal box. Notice she's holding the corner hand. So the innuendos of paganism and witchcraft, and the whole thing about witchcraft is be able to skew or change the minds of the people. That's what witchcraft is about, controlling people's thoughts. Today we call it Christianity. We call it certain sciences, what they call science, psychology, sociology, and they subtly try to put this vibration on the earth. But we just read that again.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel.
There's no enchantment. Look up the word enchantment for me real quick. I want you to get and then we're going to get some definitions real quick. So let me look back on my telegram that I'm supposed to be following. Okay. Let me go up to the top. I'm in the wrong one. Bear with me. There we go. Let's look at the definition of the word witchcraft. It's the first one. Do I just click on it or you guys have it? Okay, the first one, link one. I want you to look up that word. I want you to give me the definition of that word.
Witchcraft. The practice of magic, especially black magic, the use of spells.
Scrolling down. Okay, stop right there.
In modern context, religious practice involving magic and affinity with nature, usually within a pagan tradition.
Okay, now watch this. It says, in modern texts, religious practice involving magic and an affinity with nature. We're going to go into that in a second concerning affinity with nature. Usually within the pagan tradition. All right? Similar words. Sorcery, black magic, wizardry. Hit that down arrow for me, please, after wizardry. divinations, witchery. Scrolling down. Keep on scrolling. Scroll. Okay, that's right there. Now, the word sorcery came up. I want you to look for the definition linked to for sorcery. Because sorcery is one of the synonyms to witchcraft. Sorcery. Drop the arrow for me. Shout out to the hammer. Here we go. Enchantment. What did we just read in Numbers 23?
Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel.
So there's no witchcraft or spells that can work against the children of Israel. God made it. It doesn't have dominion over us. It can't control us. Unless you're tapping into that world or you believe it's going to work on you, you delving into that, the enchantment or the spell is like Christianity. That's witchcraft. Catholicism, Hinduism, pick any of them, is witchcraft. Because you can read in the Bible, I'll give you a simple example of witchcraft. You can read in the Bible that Jesus Christ is black. And somebody who's in the cult of Christianity would see those words and say, he doesn't have a color. You can read where it says his skin was black. Their eyes see the word, but the connect to their brain is disconnected. That's a spell on them. You can read the children of Israel went on cargo slave ships and the disconnected say that's metaphorical. And that brainwashing comes after trauma. We're going to get into it because it's going to delve. I don't want to touch too far into it. Okay, so let's begin. So we read Numbers 23. I want to go to the book of Revelations. Chapter 2. Don't want to get too ahead of myself yet. And we're going to understand that Esau, one thing about him, don't ever fool yourself and think Esau is stupid. He's far from that. He's just not as smart as us. But he ain't stupid now. Watch this. Revelations 2, and I want you to read verse 13.
The book of Revelations, chapter 2 and verse 13. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is.
Okay, this was John the Revelator on the island of Patmos, being prophetic and understanding the word of God being inspired in him. And he wrote and said what again?
I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is.
Where's Satan's seat? What does it mean, Satan's seat? Where's Satan's seat today? Anybody knows here? Brother Noah?
America.
This is Satan's seat right here. This is the epicenter of where Satan houses himself right now. America. And when I say Satan, his one of his main disciples or minions is Esau. Even though we're in the midst and we're in the place where Satan sees us, we hold fast his name. We're not wavering. We're going to call the devil who the devil is. We're going to hold fast to this truth. But we understand that Satan, I'm talking about Esau, is playing on a high level. The vibration on this earth is meant to enchant or bewitch you into sinning. On the subtleties, real quick, I'm going to throw another curveball for you. When you get a chance, get a line. I want you to just go, not here, just look on YouTube and look for that Liquid Plumber commercial double impact when you get a chance, right? So read on.
I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Mm-hmm. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you.
So among them there was a brother Antipas that was slain for standing up for the word of the Most High God. Back then, Rome was where Satan's seat was. That was the epicenter there at that point. And then they eventually came to this side of the earth. So you had many of our forefathers that were martyrs back then that lost their life to stand up for this gospel. Read on.
Who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth.
Read on.
Because I have a few things against thee. Because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block.
But look what it says. But I have a few things against thee. He was writing to the church of Pergamos. All right? Against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. So does anybody know the history on Balak and Balaam? Anybody in here?
Oh, yes, sir. Shalom.
Yeah, shalom.
Whenever the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they sent he was like a wizard. So they tried to send him to cast a spell on Egypt or on the children of Israel. And he said, I couldn't do that. My God won't let me do that.
Okay, good, good. So no, hold on. You're right, that's right. And it says, to hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block. Explain that part. He taught Balak to cast a stumbling block. So he wasn't able to do it, but he taught Balak to cast a stumbling block. Do you know? Do you
he taught somebody else to do that?
Do anybody know who Balak was? Nobody? Right next to you? No, right next to you.
Shalom, leadership. He was the king at that time.
Very good. Very good. So watch this. We're going to read some of that history real quick. Did you find that video I was asking for real quick? Okay, watch this. I'm going to show you how Esau plays. Remember, we're going to read this in a second, too. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Now, this somebody's their house, their drains are clogged, and you know, you got to get it fixed. Here come the devil. Watch it. Play it real quick. I don't want the whole disc. Get to the point.
Liquid Plumber double impact.
Is there sound?
Impact. Oh. Liquid Plumber double impact. Double impact.
Oh. I'm here to snake your drain.
Oh, my. Come on in.
I'm here to flush your pipe.
Okay.
All right, you can stop it now. Real quick, read 1 Corinthians 15:33.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners.
I want you to understand something about communication. Communication is the key to destroying a people or influence a people, I should say first, because there's proper communications also. But it says, be not deceived. Why would it say be not deceived? Because many people will deceive and think that what's being communicated to them can't affect them. And that's a lie. The scripture says what? Be not deceived.
Evil communications corrupt good manners.
Evil communication will corrupt good manners. So that means you can have good manners, but something is communicated to you that now your manners become wicked. Now that commercial we just saw, you get the underlying theme behind it. It's whoredom. That's supposed to engage something in you. You know what that's called? That's called witchcraft. It's an enchantment to get you to now be curious. And it's not for your behavior today. It's to put in your subconscious mind that subtlety. And later, in your subconscious mind, it's going to activate when other things play into play. And we're going to go into Sigmund Freud, a top witch that was on this earth. He was a top witch. So what was I going to before that? Oh, Balaam, that number's 23, I think it is. Let me see, because I don't want to read all of it. So the gist of what you said was correct. Okay, let's start number 23, verse 1. Let's try to read through this kind of quick. How many of you have read the history on Balaam here? On this side? Okay, we're going to read through. Let's read through it so they get the gist.
Numbers chapter 23 and verse 1. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering and I will go. Peradventure the Lord will come to meet me. And whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went in an high place.
And he went, what verse was that?
Verse 3.
Read 3 again.
And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure, the Lord will come to meet me. And whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram.
I don't want to read all that. Jump on that. So Balak was the king of Baal Peor, all right? And you hear about Baal Peor, I should say, which was a city on the on the east side of the Dead Sea, all right? And we were finally coming into our land, and this was the king of the Moabites. And his fear was we were too big, and we had to, he felt he had to kill us off and get rid of us. So he hired Balaam to do the work, all right? So let's jump on down to verse 19.
Verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He hath said, and he shall not do it. He hath spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and if he hath blessed, I cannot reverse it.
So now, what Balaam was explaining to Balak, if God told me to bless him, I can't reverse it and not bless him. I don't have that. I can't do it. This is what God wants. Read on.
He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither have he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn.
So it says, he hath, verse 21, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness. The Lord his God is with him. So as long as we are in the commandments and there's no perverseness, no iniquity within us, God is with us. No enchantment can work if we stay in the laws of God. And the nations, because of all history, with this, which is this book you're holding on to, they have learned as long as the children of Israel are keeping the commandments, we can't destroy them. We need to make them sin against God, and then we have to keep them in sin. That is the play of witchcraft. And you know what? Certain of us may not fall openly saying we're going to worship Satan. Some of us, I'm talking about you so-called Christian people, the religion Christianity, not the real Christians, because we are the real Christians. I'm talking about you that play church. Some of you ain't murderers or drug dealers or homosexuals or lesbians or thieves or none of that things. But some of you are Democrats and Republicans. Some of you trust in America. God bless America. Wait for 4th of July. Some of you celebrate Christmas. Some of you believe that all nations could be saved. Those are all trick bags. Those are all enchantments set up to keep you in sin. So if they don't get you on the crack in the pipe, they get you on the crack, which you call the church. Or they get you on the crack or the drug called whoredom. Or they get you on the crack or the drug called sports. Things that will get you breaking God. When I say sports, meaning you will stop serving God to go play basketball or football on the Sabbath. There's many different places or trip bags they leave for us to fall into. But those of us that are spiritual, we have a clear vision. So here's the point. They had to learn that we have to find a way to keep the children of Israel in sin. So let's read on.
Verse 23, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
Yeah, that's what they're worried about. Now watch this. Let's jump to chapter 24. I want you to read 24:1.
Number 24:1. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as at other times.
He wouldn't go back because he saw it pleased God to bless us. So Balaam like, there's nothing I can do, Balak. I can't do nothing about it. How can I do it? God wants them blessed. Now watch what it says.
To seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness.
Look what it says. And when Balaam saw that it pleased God, it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as the other times to seek enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. So what was he trying to find? Enchantments to destroy Israel. He was seeking out. But he said, these enchantments are not working. I'm going to try this one. It doesn't work. This one, you know what? God doesn't want. God is with them. There's no perverseness in them. Now read on.
Verse 2, and Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the river's side, as the trees of lime aloes, which the Lord hath planted, and as the cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows.
So he's telling him this is what Israel's going to do. Israel's going to destroy everything if they're keeping the commandments. So you understood why Balak was afraid. Let's jump on down to verse 13.
Verse 13. If Balak would give me his house of full and his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak.
He said, that's all I can do. Read on.
And now behold, I go unto my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days.
So now he's going to tell them what his people are going to do to their people in the last days. This is what God is showing him now. Read on.
And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, hath said, the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy the children, all the children of Sheth.
So do you understand? He's explained to him that we're going to destroy Moab, which is today modern day, you know them as Orientals or Chinese, right? So he's telling us what's going to happen in the latter days. Read on.
And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies. And Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion and shall destroy him that remaineth out of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up this parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever.
So out of Esau came Amalek. Out of Edom comes Amalek. They're the dukes of that nation, today known as Caucasians, the red man. This is what Balaam is telling Balak. At the latter end, Israel going to rule over all of you. They took this history and they understood that. And they said, okay, we know that. So what do we do? How do we stop this from fulfilling? Now watch this. Jump on down. I don't want to read all of it. Jump on down to chapter 25, verse 1.
Numbers chapter 25 and verse 1. And Israel abode in Shittim.
Now Shittim is north of Baal Peor. Same side on the eastern side, on the eastern side.